This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author,
Chris Ducker.
Hey, what's up there, everybody, and welcome to episode number 140. We're almost coming up on our 1.5 century episode. I mean, is that even a thing, 1.5 century? If it isn't, we're going to celebrate anyway. Episode 140 of Youpreneur FM. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's great to have you here, guys. And I just want to say, actually, before we get into today's content with the fantastic Ryan Lee, big thank you, actually. We've had a ton of new iTunes reviews recently and just lots of really good, positive comments and feedback in regards to the rebranding back in middle of September to Youpreneur FM from the new business podcast. All the old episodes are still available in the archive, obviously, but I did make this branding update to coincide with the launch of our mastermind community over at youpreneur.com. You know, as with a lot of things rebranding wise, you never quite know how they're going to work out until it happens, right? But fact is, you guys have given me nothing but lots of support. And the emails, the tweets, the reviews that have come in the last few weeks have just blown me away. You guys are obviously loving the new twice a week format, which is fantastic. And I will continue serving this up for you on a silver platter every Tuesday and Friday, I promise. So now on to today's chat with Ryan Lee. You know, when I think about continuity, when I think about recurring income online, there's absolutely no one else that I would turn to learn more about this subject right out the gate, like as a first timer. And Youpreneur as a community is my first membership site. It is my first recurring business online. And so I reached out to Ryan, who I've actually never met before, but we've become very close friends just virtually over Skype conversations and things like that. And, he was talking through some of the things in regards to the site, the membership site, and just the way that everything was built up, and largely nothing but good things to say about it. However, I wanted to pick his brains further. So at the end of one of our brainstorming sessions, I said, you know what? We need to get this on a podcast. Do you want to continue to give me information and feedback on just recurring info in general, continuity-based products and services in general, and we'll just record it, and maybe you can dip into Youpreneur again, and you can pick that apart a little bit more? And he jumped at the opportunity to go ahead and hit record right there and then. So this is my chat with Ryan, just a super smart guy, got so much ridiculous amount of experience in regards to this particular side of online business, and I know you're going to love it. It's actually Ryan's second time on the show, but he was way back in the early numbers, the single digit numbers he was way back in. So it's great to have him on the show, and you'll see he and I have a lot of fun on this one as well. So enjoy and get your notepads ready. Chances are you're going to need them. So Ryan, welcome back to the show, man.
Chris, I am excited. I'm so pumped to be here for a second time. I mean, how lucky am I?
You are extremely. But it's been a while since we spoke. I'm not quite sure of the episode number, and that's terrible. I should have been better at that. But I know that it was way, 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 way back.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, we talk pretty regularly just as friends, but like, I think it's been well over a year and a half, I think, since we've actually had you on the show. So it's been a while for sure. But you've been a busy boy and I've been a busy boy. So I figured, hey, you know what? Let's get together. Let's talk about what we've been doing. We're going to focus in on, for you guys tuning in, Ryan, just so you know, out 15, 20 years? I don't know. I mean, it's a bloody long time.
100 years.
Yes. Let's go all the way. Let's not hold back. You have been in the recurring revenue membership site space for a long, long time. When was the last, or should I say, when was the first membership site or recurring business that you launched online? What year?
Well, my first regular free content site was 1999, and I turned it into a paid one in 2001. Okay. So as of this recording, it was the first paid recurring membership was, 14 years ago, almost 15.
Okay, so obviously, and you've done, how many do you think, or should I say, let me ask a bigger question.
No idea.
How many do you think you've had a hand in? Because obviously you're a coach as well. You help people. Like, how many people, how many do you think you've helped people set up and, all the rest of it? Give us a rough number.
I mean, me personally, like getting on the phone with them, doing a coaching call is hundreds and hundreds. I couldn't even fathom. But in terms of the amount of people that have studied for me from my very first membership site training product called Membership Site Bootcamp back in 2006 to all the continuity products, tens of thousands. I mean, it's really bizarre, Chris, because I'll be at an event or I'll talk to someone and they'll say, oh, yeah, I remember, Ryan, you're the first guy who taught me about membership sites. I mean, people like Tim Schmidt, who runs a huge membership association for Concealed and Carry, said he first saw me at Yannick Silver's event, 10 years ago. And I mean, you name it. I remember one of the events I spoke, and Tim Ferriss was in the crowd, just before he even wrote the book. So it's pretty cool. I honestly don't know. And I don't know how many I even started, because I've started a lot. I've had my hand in somewhere I was like a partner, and I would get a piece of the revenue. So and every software, every membership and recurring revenue model you can imagine, I've done, tried, consulted. So we're going to have some fun today.
Yeah, this is going to be a great call. I'm looking forward to this. So for you guys tuning in, I will link back to whatever that old episode was with Ryan in the show notes for this, chrisducker.com/episode140. It was a way back, that's for sure. But I will link to it over in the show notes, so check it out when we're done with the chat. So obviously, as you know, I just launched youpreneur.com, which is my own membership mastermind community. And prior to getting on and recording this podcast episode, myself and Ryan had a good talk about it for about 30 minutes or so. And you were very gracious, Ryan, for giving me that extra time with you. I do appreciate it, man. And we went through it. It's been at the time of this recording, it's been about 6 weeks since we launched, give or take a few days. And I'm very happy with the numbers that we're looking at. We're looking at probably around 380 or so members and lots of action on the inside of the forums. But I asked Ryan to give me some feedback, to give me some input. I trust Ryan immensely with this stuff. I know how long he's been doing it, and I know how many people he's helped to set up mastermind and membership type communities. And so I thought we'd sort of just bust through some of the things that you picked out from Youpreneur, some of the good, maybe some of the not so good, and then just sort of talk a little bit about that and why some of these changes need to be made and things like that. What do you think?
Yeah, well, one thing which we didn't even – and yeah, your site is great. You're doing an amazing job. I love the fact you're using a really – you picked a software, and it all begins, obviously, you got to start with like what the platform is, and that's what everyone gets obsessed with. You picked a platform for you, I believe you're using Rainmaker, that works for you, that's easy for you to update, that you understand, and it didn't cost you $1 million, right? And it didn't take 2 years to develop, where I think that's a big mistake people make, is they pick the most complex stuff, and they're like, well, I need something that could have 17 upsells, and they get so crazy. It's like, just at the end of the day, you've got to make it, you really have to make it simple for your member to get in there, to log in and to consume the content and join the community if you have a community aspect. That's it. That's the most important thing, because the best content in the world, unless people can access it easily and it's complex, it doesn't matter. They're just going to cancel. They're going to feel overwhelmed. So you've done a nice job. When people come in, it's not overwhelming. It's categorized nicely. The forum's easy to reach. You have a little thing at the beginning. Hey, here's the latest news. Here's what's happening now, which is great. So there's a lot of great stuff. One little tweak was you had as I was looking through your content, you have so many great training videos from these think tanks you've done over the past few years. In-person things, high value. People paid close to $1,000 to be there.
Oh, no, well over that. Dude, well over $4,000 a ticket.
Okay, $4,000.
Yeah.
$400,000 a person.
I should also tell you that Ryan is the king the king of over exaggeration as well.
Yes, it's my New York sarcastic. There's thousands and thousands of dollars of value.
Yeah.
And what you had was, you know, Think Tank 2014. Think Tank. Oh, tongue twister.
Yep.
Think Tank 2015. And I said, right, you know, even though that content is super valuable, and I'm sure 98% of the tactics they give are still applicable today.
Oh yeah.
Once you put a date on it, it automatically feels old. So I log in, I see Think Tank 2014. Ah, that's old. Even though it's not. So we just talked about recategorizing that, putting that all into, you know, the Think Tank archives. We can come up with a sexy name for it, mm-hmm. and then put it by categories. Here's all the specific sessions from Think Tank that were, you know, about podcasting. Here they are about branding and this and that and outsourcing. Mm. But I would even under the you know, when they click on Think Tank archives, say, look, these were from, because even now, I didn't know people paid $4,000 to attend,
sure.
but that would sure as hell be in the copy. So they would click on Think Tank archives. It would say, you know, these are recordings from our $4,000 plus per person event, you know, high value, high quality. You know, these are worth multiple viewings. As a member of Upreneur, you get access to all of these. Click below for your category and enjoy. You know, as opposed to just Think Tank 2014.
Yeah.
A lot of it is the value and the perception. You know, do they feel like at $59, I always use it the 10 times. Like, whatever membership I create, no matter what market it's in, whether it's fitness or business or marketing, I want people, if they're going to spend $59 a month, I want them to feel like it's worth $590 a month,
sure.
minimum. And you're doing a nice job of saying, okay, how can I provide the 10x value, as opposed to what most people do, Chris, and this is how they screw up. They'll email me and they say, dude, I want to create a membership site. I want recurring revenue. I want to charge $97 a month, and I want to do as little as possible. And here's the way this works. So maybe they'll get some members in, right? Maybe they will. Maybe with marketing and real big promises, they'll get people in, but they're not going to stay, because they know when you're just kind of in it for the paycheck, or you're there to really care and build a community and create extra value. So a membership site or recurring revenue, whatever type of recurring revenue you want to create, it really comes down to one thing, and it's all about churn. Churn is the amount of turnover you have. The you want to reduce that as much as possible, because if you don't, and let's say with Upreneur, you don't focus on keeping members, you're just worried about getting new people in and just putting up crap, whatever it is, just throw it up there and hopefully they'll stick around.
Yeah.
So you start off with 400 members, you get another 10 next month, but you have a 10% dropout, so you lose 40. So now you're minus 30 for the month.
Right.
And the next month, I mean, the trend's going to continue till 8 months later. You know, you were at 50,000 a month, now you're at 18,000 a month, and it's, you know, it starts to drop out and it starts to die. So because without keeping people in, without retention, then you don't really have a membership site. You have a one-time product with a lot of headaches.
Right. No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I'm curious now, I mean, the majority of the sites that you've worked on before and you've been involved with, what is the standard churn rate? There must be some industry standard here, right, across the board. What is a standard churn rate month to month?
You know, it really, really – I'll tell you what. It depends on how – First, it depends what topic, right? So if it's something – I call things either hard topics or soft topics. On one end of the spectrum, a soft topic would be gardening and knitting and, oh, this kind of fun hobby type stuff. You're going to get lower prices, but people kind of come in and out, versus one where it's a business or return on investment or investing, mm-hmm. where people can make multiple returns on their investment. They're going to stick around longer in general, right? And if it's for a specific niche – so. You know, Chris, think about some of your clients. So let's say I own a restaurant. There's a guy with a great membership site, Jim Laub, who I've known for a decade, and he has a site called Restaurant Owner. You know, people who own a restaurant, they're not just like, let me kind of try it for a month and then I'll dip my toe in and kind of get out and not have a restaurant. If you have a restaurant and you put all that money in and all that investment, you're in it for the long haul. So his retention rate, I'm sure, is through the roof. I mean, he's had it for a decade. So people are going to stick around longer there versus, hey, here's how to make $1 million online. You know, the million-dollar membership.com, where people come in, they try it for a month, and then they cancel. So it really, really varies. But I would say if I had to kind of average it at content – now, not software. Software is going to be different. You know,
sure.
Think about platforms you use. Think about Aweber. Think about – you know, right now with Rainmaker, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, you're in it. So your their churn is going to be much lower for people who leave. But, you know, it could be anywhere from 3 to 10%.
Right.
You know, the average, you know, if you kind of average it off the content-based membership sites, the average person will stay for around 3.5 months. That's kind of the averages.
Okay.
I mean, I've had people in mind for a decade. But the average, yeah, you're looking at about 3.5 months. So run your numbers there. If you're charging $29.95 a month, figure each customer is worth about $90. So right. Now you know what you could spend if you're doing paid advertising.
Yeah. No, I love that. Let's actually, as you've brought up the subject, let's talk about paid advertising, because, I mean, this wasn't around per se, or maybe not as much of it in terms of the ease of getting started with it and the options available out there. When you started doing this back in 2000, 2001, what did you have, like AdWords? Was that literally, was that there back then?
We didn't have AdWords.
Did you have the internet?
We did. It was a tin can and a couple pieces of rope.
There you go.
But there was, look at this, though. There was no YouTube. There was no Facebook. There was no social media. There was no podcasting. It was like Yahoo and Excite, you know, and Lycos and Hotbot and all this. Now, there was the first search engine that I remember. There might have been one or two before that that did pay-per-click search engine stuff, and it was GoTo. GoTo.com, which then became Overture, which then like was bought by Yahoo. I don't even know what it is now. Right. And you can get clicks back then for a penny a click. And I remember when they raised the minimum to like 5 cents, people went nuts. This is robbery. You know, right. How could you charge more than a penny? So I was doing some paid advertising. So it was either – you could either do that at GoTo, or you could do you could buy banners at sites. And I did that. And then there was even, you know, there was a thing called fitness.com where you would pay a couple $100 or $500 a month, and they would just basically have your big banner right in the middle of their page.
Right. So more sort of more specific kind of advertising, so to speak, right?
Yeah. You know, or you go, you know, hey, it's $100,000 for the day and we'll put your big banner on AOL.com. So stuff like that. But for me, my first membership site was for strength and conditioning professionals, so it was pretty niched. So it's changed so drastically. I mean, right now you can go and get ads approved on Facebook within 20 minutes and start driving hundreds or thousands of people a day niched. I want to attract, you know, 40-year-old married moms, you know, who love Tony Robbins and Oprah.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
Boom. I mean, it's unreal what you can do now. And that's why – And this is a nice little segue. One of the things I talked to you about with Youpreneur, I think it all began before software, before everything. I think you really – the key to have success in recurring revenue, not even recurring revenue, really anything online, everything now is about niche and specificity. So I think the more specific you can be, the more you kind of carve out your place on the internet. You know, I like to say – you keep niching down until you become the clear and obvious choice.
Right. And you and I talked about this, and I have no problems bringing this up, actually, because my audience has been on this journey with me, many of them for years and years now. And, you know, one of the things that you had pointed out to me when you first got into Youpreneur and you started looking through the landing page particularly, which obviously is a major contributing factor to sales. One of the things you mentioned was that, you know, you kind of got the feeling like I was going maybe a little too broad with my targeting and that, you know, maybe I should sort of niche it down a little bit and get back more into the whole kind of virtual business ownership, the virtual CEO thing, which I've become relatively well known for in the space. And I actually don't have a major issue with it. I just don't want to be that I don't want that to be it for me. You know what I mean?
I know.
And so, you know. And my audience knows I've been on this journey this last couple of years, or particularly the last 12 months, where I've slowly but surely transitioned away from being the outsourcing guru or expert. And I want to be known as the guy that I am. And that's a hardworking, you know, serial entrepreneur that is lucky to be in a position where I am today with several different businesses. And I want to start giving back to other business owners by running a great community. But I saw your point completely. Let's talk through that a little bit. Talk me through your feelings and sort of, you know, we can brainstorm a little bit more maybe.
Right. And it's this, by the way, Chris, speaks to your success. The fact that you're so open and transparent with your audience, with people who would be potential members, is so refreshing.
Sure.
And this is a lesson. By the way, this is probably the biggest lesson for everyone listening to this right now. I know you get like, you know, two or three people that listen to every podcast. So let me talk to the two or three people. You know, it's really important to watch what he's doing in terms of being just transparent. The days of the hype and the crap and being hidden, those days are over. So I love this. This is a great exercise. So I looked at your sales page and your landing page, and you know, this the first subhead was something to the effect of, you know, hey, if you're, oh, here it is, small business owner, and these are all questions, you know, so small business owner, solopreneur, blogger, podcaster, speaker, coach, author. There's a lot of buckets, right? And each of these people is a different person with a different goal. So you have to think, okay, when you try to cast a wide net, now the reason you were successful, Chris, is because you already had a really nice platform that you've been building, which is smart, which is the way to do it. It would be if you just came out today and no one knew who Chris Ducker was, you launched chrisducker.com and you try day one to get people into this membership site, you probably have three members. And this is what most people do. They just come out, I want to do a paid membership. They come out day one with it, and I think it's a mistake. At least it's a mistake unless you're super, super niche. You had a nice burst because people trust you. There are people that would have spent, if that price was $99, you know, it could have been, hey, Chris Ducker in a bathroom.com. Sure. It's, you know, you in the bathroom, all that, you would have people joining. I would have joined. I would love to see that. But when you look at
– Of course you would have.
Of course. But if you look at it, so let's say if you put yourself in the head of a podcaster, you know, hey, here I am. I love to podcast. That's all I want to do. I'm all in with podcasting. You know, if I come to your site and I see, well, there's also bloggers and speakers and coaches. It's not really for me. And then there's another community. It's just for podcasters. There's a really good chance if it's similar value, if I feel like I could trust that person, that I'm going to join the podcaster community. Now, that's not to say I'm not going to join both, because there are, obviously we know, you know, how many marketing books do you have on your bookshelf, Chris? I'm sure you have more than one, right? I'm sure everyone listening has bought more than one marketing course from a different person. So, but I really think the way to be successful, like if I were you, if I had your platform in your world and I had that best-selling book about virtual assistants and outsourcing, and I've run the virtual company, my whole free, everything I do and breathe would be virtual and outsourcing, because you own that space. Mm. You know, right now, in the internet marketing world, when someone says, "Who's the launch guy?" Well, it's Jeff Walker.
Right.
Right now, you know, who's the podcast guy? Well, it's either like Pat Flynn or John Lee Dumas, right? So who's the
Pat will love
guy?
The fact that you dropped his name before John's right there. He'll love that. And John will be equally upset with you.
Well, let's edit it. And I only said Pat just because he's been doing it longer. So we'll edit that out and we'll put John first, because John was actually – he's been one of my coaching clients. So
there you go.
Screw that. John Lee Dumas, and then we'll say Pat Flynn in little letters. The real thing is like finding that niche. Now, we talked earlier about I was in the same position you are. I was pigeonholed into like as the recurring revenue guy, the continuity guy, and I felt limited. And I did break away from that. And I will tell you, as you break away and you try to go more broad and try to expand, it does become tougher to stand out, because you're trying to attract multiple people. The more niche you can be, you can do a seven-figure membership site in any one of those specific things, just for coaches, just for authors, one just for bloggers, one just for podcasters. Now, my advice to you is, okay, so if you're going to play kind of more in the general world, in terms of online marketing, online experts, and you want to stick with Upreneur, which is a nice brand, then let's create different marketing funnels. Let's not even say funnels, because that people start get overwhelmed. Right. A different webinar, right? Let's create one webinar all about outsourcing. Let's run that to your list. Let's do some ads all about if you want to outsource, if you want to run a virtual business, check out this free training, and then you talk about virtual business, and then you basically give them at the end a little pitch for your membership, and you could do the same thing for bloggers, same thing for podcasters, for speakers. So there is a way to play a little bit more general, but it's tougher. And when I get a client, I've done a lot in the fitness industry, who is a trainer, and they say, I want to do a membership site. Well, who's it for? Everybody. What are you going to do? I want to get them healthier. I want to give them optimal wellness. And Michael Fishman, my good friend, says, you know, no one wakes up in the morning and says, I really want to have optimal wellness.
Right.
Like, you got to get inside their head, and you got to be that choice. So I know I've rambled on a little bit. But,
no, but I love this. This is the sort of stuff that I love. So I know, yeah. Look, I know my audience, man. Like, I'm acutely aware of who my audience is. And I think you're dialing into something very strong right here with not going too broad, but still being able to offer it to that broader audience. But like you see, you know, marketing is marketing. You know, sometimes right. We're off target, sometimes we're not. Now, I don't claim to be the be all and end all of everything online marketing. I've only been doing it 6 years. You've been doing it 3 times as long. So if I'm not going to listen to you, then I'm a moron, right? You know, I've asked you to come onto my show to share your experience. So, you know, plain and simple, I take all of that with open arms. And anybody that knows me well enough, and I'm very good friends with many, many members of my audience, they'll know that I'm always not only transparent, but also well and truly open for any kind of criticism or feedback or anything like that at all, because nobody's got a monopoly on good ideas, plain simple.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know. No, you're absolutely right. And this is a really good exercise to show that, you know, there's always that challenge we face, Chris, between what is it we want to do? What drives us, you know, personally, what drives Chris Ducker, Ryan right. Lee, anyone listening, versus what does the market want?
Sure.
If you want to make more money, you completely make it not about you, and you make it all about what the hell does my audience want, and let me just give them what they want. Not what they need, but what they want.
Yeah.
But with you, what we're trying to find is that balance between here's what drives you, Chris, here's what you're passionate about, and how can we massage it so that you could do both.
I love it.
Yeah, if the whole membership site was only virtual stuff, you'd probably lose interest, because I know that's not – you don't want to be in that box. So let's find a way to kind of work it. And that's really my strength, is working with people and finding that balance between what works, what doesn't, your passion, what the market wants, as opposed to some guys who are so cut and dry and they say, forget what you want. It's only about your customer. It doesn't matter if you're passionate. Let's just make money, because that doesn't last.
Right. No,
that
it doesn't.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Especially if you're building a personality thing.
Yeah, no, sorry. Absolutely. And one of the things you said to me actually before we hit recording on our little private session there, and again, I don't mind sharing some of this stuff. One of the things you said, that you've got to make up your own language that your mm-hmm. audience really lives and breathes and sort of kind of takes it up to the next level. Go into that a little bit, because it was really endearing, some of the stuff you came out with that, with that particular topic.
Yeah, you know, and I've said this for years, and I think Stu McLaren says it too, and I've said that people will come for the content, but they'll stay for the community.
Yeah.
Because after a while, people, there's only so much you could teach about this, right? After a while, I mean, I've had people with me over a decade, they kind of know my stuff already. Now, I'm always coming up with different new little innovative tweaks, but essentially, they stick around because they like you and they feel like part of the community. So
sure.
The community, it's really important. Anytime you could create words, phrases that are exclusive to your community, so people speak the same language. So for me, one of my communities is called Freedom Academy, and it's spelled F-R-E-E-D-Y-M.
Love that.
And they call themselves Freedom Fighters. They use the word freedom all the time. Oh, you know, today is here. Here's my freedom day. And they'll take a picture of them at the coffee shop. So it's all about that. It's about freedom fighters and using those words. So for you, I said, you know, yours is called Upreneur. So that's what they call each other. But even getting a little bit more creative, like playing with that word you. You know, today is you Monday, or Monday you, or, you know, it's going to be Friday you, or I don't know what that thing is yet, because we didn't spend enough time with it.
No.
But anytime you can have those words to describe them, even sometimes it's initials. Like one of my first community that I built for personal trainers for business was called Personal Trainer You. And everyone called themselves, hey, I'm a PTU guy.
Love that.
And even now they say, he's a piece PTU. And everyone knew what that meant. It had, when you said PTU, you're like, man, I'm in PT. I get it. I understand marketing. And it was, you know, us who were in it loved it. We felt like part of a family. Those on the outside, they either loved us or they hated us or they wanted to be a part of us. But
right. You
want that feeling of, this is my brotherhood and my sisterhood, and this is where I belong, and I want to buy the T-shirts. I mean, even at my event, one of the members of Freedom Academy came up to me and she said, it took me 7 hours to make this thing. And she made like a little necklace out of clay that said freedom in it, with the freedom logo. So,
love it.
You know, are people, would they do that for you? Is your brand, can you put it on a T-shirt, right? Like right now, I'm literally wearing a T-shirt that has freedom I wear it every single day. Well, I have a lot of them, different colors. But you know, is it t-shirtable? Is it something that people would want to travel to attend an event with this? That's the feeling. It's not, you know, I don't know, Chris.
It's fandom.
It's fandom, man.
You know, that's what it's like. It's like, you know, the whole kind of Star Wars celebration events are happening around the world. Like, those guys go in full blown Star Wars regalia. You know, it's fandom, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, it is,
but, to a certain degree.
It is in a way, but it's done from a pure of heart. It's done organically. You're not trying to force it. It just it happens when you're the leader and you're there and you're present and people feel your energy and they like you and they're like, and it really, if you really peel away all the layers, Chris, it's going to come down to one thing. One thing and one thing only. It's friggin' trust. Like, no matter what it is, they have to trust you. And everyone is so effing worried about funnels and what's the autoresponder thing and all this other crap, and they forget trust. Like, and people said, like, they know I'm loyal. And I've told people, I've told a few of my clients my plans on what I'm going to be doing and transitioning over the next month or two. And they're like, I've got your back. Whatever you're going to do, Ryan, I'll run through walls for you.
I love that.
It's because of loyalty. Like, if they're in a war, they want me next to them.
Right.
Because they know I'm not going to freaking give up, because I'm going to fight for them and with them. And you have to relay that feeling, that intensity, that loyalty, that love, that trust, not just, what do you think of this headline? Like, that's, yeah, okay, well, that stuff matters, but it's not as important as the message. And that is really the key. So when you're creating a membership site or a brand or a feeling, you know, don't say, well, I want to call it, you know, howtoblogonline.com because I think it's going to help with my Google search. Right? Like, come on. Like, that's not it. That's not it. That's not how you do this. You know, Tim Ferriss and Lewis Howes and, yes, Pat Flynn, John Lee, they're not creating stuff just based on, like, a keyword algorithm in Google.
No.
Like, it's a feeling. It's a mission. It's a Marie Forleo. Like, all these people that I know, they're creating – brands and a feeling and a community and a sense of something. So I don't know. I get a little excited about this because I think that's
No, but I think you're right. Like, I think you're right. Like, and you mentioned Lewis. You know, we had him on episode 130. Great show. We talked about, obviously, the book, The School of Greatness, and
of
you know, all the rest of it.
Lewis is not going to not talk about the book.
Right. But, you know, the thing was that, you know, this has been a living, breathing community for a few years now. Like, I remember speaking with Lewis at his home in LA literally weeks before he launched the podcast. And he was like, this is my thing, man. Like, this is going to be it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm staking my claim. This is it right here, you know?
Yep. And I've seen Lewis from day one. I remember when he bought one of my books, took a picture of him holding the book and put it on Facebook. This was like 8 years ago. Saying,
I love
hey,
it.
This is... My name's Lewis. I just read Ryan Lee's book. It's great. Like, who does that?
Right.
And he was very thoughtful, very conscious in this is the brand I'm going to create and this is how I'm going to create it. I'm not going to sacrifice. I'm not going to be on stages, even if I can make more money with people who I think are going to ruin my reputation. And I'm the same way, and I suggest everyone be the same way. And it's not always easy. The reality is it's not always easy because sometimes you're going to get – there's going to be some good financial incentive to take the short-term money.
You know, to
do a launch with someone who you normally wouldn't be associated with to get some short-term money. But if you're thinking long-term wealth, you've really got to be protective of your brand and what you're building and that consistency. You know, if you're the no BS, no pitch, then you can't be on a stage next week pitching.
No, you cannot. No. Absolutely.
So be consistent. But I love this stuff because marketing is everything that's done that leads up to the sale, right? It's all that stuff, all that legwork, all the stuff you've been doing, Chris, the podcast, all the stuff led up to being able to come out with almost 400 members at like $60 a pop per month.
Right.
That's the work you put in. And as long as you guys are willing to put in some of the legwork and be smart, and the great thing is it's actually easy because, well, I'll say this, it's simple. Right, it's simple.
Now they're two very different words. Right?
Very different things.
Yeah.
And I agree. The model is simple. It's very, very simple. Not always easy because it takes some work, some effort, and there's going to be some bumps and bruises. You know, I in Freedom Academy, we had one guy just joined. He's been following me for like 10 years. He's finally like, you know what? I'm just gonna join. And we gave him some strategy, and he put his very first training video up in the fitness world. And he's like, oh, I'm disappointed. I only got 200 views. I'm like, first of all, it's your first video. It's the first one you've ever done.
Right.
Imagine if you're at a gym and you say, hey, guys, I'm going to do a free training video, a free talk tonight. Come and locally. And you have 200 people jam-packed into that room.
Hmm.
You'd be jumping through the roof. So excited.
Absolutely.
But yet online, oh, it's only 200 because we hear all these inflated numbers. But even just reaching 5 people, 10 people, it's got to start somewhere and you can't get frustrated. And if you just focus on the message, I mean, that's how Gary Vaynerchuk started. You know, he didn't have 500,000 people watching episode of Wine Library, you know, episode number one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So another one of my clients, Jeff Cavalieri, started off with just like a training video of fitness. I mean, now he has a million subscribers, something like that. Some insane number. So keep at it. Keep at it and just stay the path. Niche down. Man, we got a lot of topics today.
Oh, man, I love that. I love this stuff. I wanted to, before we wrap, I wanted to bring up also, and this.
Oh, we're just getting started. Come on.
Yeah, I love it. Okay.
I was episode number 6. I just looked.
You were number 6?
I was number 6.
Oh, come on. Really? You were that far back?
I remember you said, hey, I'm launching this new podcast. Would you be a guest? I don't even think you would launch when you asked me to be on the show.
Very possibly. I think we might have recorded even before. Yeah, mm-hmm. Launched. That sounds like we wrote over. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, now I need to put, because I know that people tuning in are going to be like, Chris, come on, you need to sort this shit out. I am now going to put a 90-day recurring calendar appointment in there to make sure that I reach out to Ryan every 3 months.
I would love to have a recurring quarterly spot on the show.
There we go. All right, we'll work that out. I want to talk about, actually, real quick. I want to talk about, and you mentioned this, which was gold, actually, as well as sort of de-dating those tropical think tank archives from 2014, 2015, and kind of categorizing them into different topics rather than dates, which I love, and we'll definitely do that. But one thing you brought up, and actually this was something we are planning to do anyway, and by the time this goes live, those of you who are tuning in that are Upreneur members, you'd have seen this happening for probably around 4 weeks, actually, by the time the show comes out. But one of the things we're going to be doing is highlighting one of those videos and taking away the key takeaway points from that video and putting it into the forum, giving it some, breathing some new fresh air into it and getting people talking about it as a bit of homework each week. You gave me that before I even told you that we'd already actually planned to do that. But let's talk about why it's so important to bring your archive back into the limelight, so to speak, on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, you know what it is. First, again, you have to repeat the value. Don't assume people know. Don't assume people understand the value of it. And, you know, we get so close to our own business because it's us. We're in there every day. And we get bored of things and we see things that – and we're like, well, no one else cares about this. It's because we're bored of it. We're bored of seeing the same thing, the same content. But in reality, most people are not. And you've got to recycle, reuse, repost things that people don't realize they have. So in that, you know, what's new calendar, yeah, saying, hey, guys, you know, here's the archive of the week. Here's the whatever of the month. You know, make sure to check out this past video we just did. And I, you know, I'm guilty of that sometimes because I have, when I say thousands of hours of content that we've created over the years, and I still – I mean, every single day I could post a new video, a video back to an archive, and we'd have years of content to do. So I think it's really important to come back and highlight stuff that you've done previously. And I, you know, who reminded me of this was Dean Pitino, who works with John Lee Dumas, and they do that a lot. They'll focus and highlight stuff that they've done previously, and it's amazing. Like I'll. The other day, someone was asking about a piece of content. I don't remember what the topic was. Maybe it was buying ads on Facebook. I went into my video archive, and I said, hey, guys, here's one that's buried in my archives. I said, here's a session we did at .com Expo from 2 years ago about Facebook ads. And you know, everyone's like, oh, I like it. Thanks so much. Thanks for sharing. And they didn't even know that was there. Right, so just highlighting it is valuable. So don't think that you always have to blow everything up and start from scratch. Look at what you've done. Reiterate the value they're receiving. Always put a value on it. You know, remind people. Don't just say, oh, here's the video. Say, here's the video. This was from the $4,000 per person workshop. So you're always planting that seed of this is the value And man, this membership site is great, or man, this coaching community is amazing. So it's important to do that, to make it easy to find and to highlight stuff that you've done in the past as well. And if it's, you know, we're talking about transparency, be honest about it and say, hey, look, this was recorded 4 years ago. There's one or two things that aren't, you know, accurate now, or the resources have changed, but, you know, 95% of this still works.
Sure, sure.
You know? And obviously there's topics that, well, I'm just talking about business. I mean, there's topics that are evergreen, like knitting. You know, if there's a certain way to knit a sweater, you know, just because technology doesn't, well, you're not going to like knit upside down now in water. I mean, it's the same freaking thing.
Right.
Or even fitness, you know, how to do a regular push-up has not changed. You could do different variations, but the standard's going to be the same. So, yeah, just continue to look at your archives, your resources. Don't forget working with other people too. Like no one expects you to be everything. You can't be the expert on everything in every single market. So don't neglect talking about if you have a fitness site and everyone keeps talking about smoothie recipes and you don't know a smoothie from a shoe, right? Then find someone who is good with smoothies and say, look, I have this active community. We have 300 paid members. Would you mind contributing a new smoothie recipe, you know, every month? Or can I go through I noticed you wrote one on Kindle, a smoothie recipe book. Can I, you know, highlight one recipe every 2 weeks and then I'll link back to your Kindle book? Why wouldn't they? So use your resources, be resourceful, and you know, if you don't have the answer, then team up with someone who does, or find a way. And that's the thing, that the people who are successful, Chris, don't make excuses. Like, we're not saying, well, I'm not a nutrition expert, so I can't talk about smoothies. That's BS. Find someone. And I'm not of the what I can't stand is when people say, well, if you're not an expert, you know, if you just read one book about it, you know now 90% more than anyone, so yeah, you are an expert. No, you're not a friggin' expert. I'm sorry. If you're charging $20, $50, $100 a month and you never made money online and you're teaching them how to make money online, you're a fraud.
Yeah, amen to that.
I'm going to say that. And if you are 75 pounds overweight, you never worked out, you never trained a client, and you're creating a friggin' ebook called, you know, How to Create Six-Pack Abs, you're a fraud. So know your stuff. I'm not saying you have to, you know, become a monk and study for 30 years in solitude, but get out there and know your stuff. And if you're not sure if your stuff really works, then go to your friends and your family and people on your that are personal friends of yours and say, look, I'm starting this new coaching program. Can I just coach you for free for the next 3 weeks and let's see if we can get you some results? And if so, can I use it as a testimonial? But you've got to know your stuff works.
Yeah, I love that.
Whatever it is, yeah.
I love that because, you know, I was talking to somebody recently who said, oh, I'm going to do this. And I said, you know what? It's not enough to just do it anymore. You've got to do it right because people can see through that crap now. They can just see
through
it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the old way of marketing was you read a book, you know, hey, Pinterest is hot. Read one book on Pinterest and put together a course. And there are people that have made fortunes that way, but it just doesn't work that more. It's too thin. And I just think that's a terrible way to build a business. That you're not going to be in it for the long run. The road is littered with these quote-unquote gurus that I've seen, that I used to speak on the same stages with 10 years ago, that you're like, whatever happened to that guy? Like literally, whatever happened to them?
Sure.
Because they come, they burn all their bridges, they put out crap, they take as much money as they can from the market, and then their, you know, their business just dissolves. And then they wanted to hire me to help them.
Right.
And I'm like, well,
yeah.
You screwed everybody.
Right. Now, exactly.
I had one guy who quote unquote made millions, and he hired me to coach him because his business fell apart, and he's lying and saying all this stuff, and then he all of a sudden emails me and says, hey, can you refund me last month's coaching because I can't make payroll? And this is a guy who's like teaching people how to be rich. Now I'm not gonna say his name, but. And I'm like, look, we can't work together. Like, I can't do this. So it all starts with coming from the right place. Like, even on my email list, my dad's on my list, my sister's on my list, my friends from high school are on my list, and I treat them with respect. Now, in the past, I've done things and said things and promoted things that I shouldn't have, and I did stupid things, and it's a learning experience.
Of course.
And we're all going to make mistakes along, but if you truly put your customers first and try to do the right thing, whether you're selling a one-time product, a recurring revenue product, that's the way you're going to build that long-term wealth. Man, there's so much we could talk about, Chris.
God, there really is. But we're going to stop right here. We're going to keep people waiting for the hat trick, for the third for the second return.
Oh, the third episode.
That's what we're going to do. You guys, seriously, I want you to spend some time looking through RyanLee.com. There's a huge archive of content over there. Check out what you know, obviously what Ryan's all about and what he's doing and all the rest of it. I just want to say, I mean, there was one other thing that I wanted to bring up real quick before we go. Sure. And that was that, you know, you and I have never actually met in person yet. It'll happen very soon, I'm sure. But, you know, you have always made yourself available to me as a source of knowledge and inspiration. And you've always been very upfront with me. You've never sugarcoated anything or any given me any level of bullshit. And so I just wanted, in front of the Upreneur FM audience, and, you know, it's a very large audience now, I just wanted to say publicly thank you for being a friend that I've never met, but also for helping me not only with Upreneur, with a lot of different stuff that we've spoken about over the years, because you're a genuine all-star. So I wanted to say thank you, man.
Chris, I really appreciate it. And thank you. That does mean a lot. It really does. I would normally do some kind of funny sarcastic joke, but I don't spoil the atmosphere, and you know what, and I appreciate you, and I watch what you do. Remember when you had that, when you had your blog like 2 or 3 years ago that looked incredible? I'm like, Chris, by the way I'm going to kind of model mine. Yeah. And I'll give you full credit, and by model, right, I mean my guy actually kind of stole your design. I felt bad about, yeah, that, because it was way too similar. But I watch what you're doing. I love the way you're building your community. It's nice. I see, you know, and we mentioned some of the people. We mentioned John Lee Dumas and Lewis Howes, and in this world of whether you want to call it, you know, internet marketing, whatever you call it, right, I feel like there's this new wave, you know, and you're right there leading the charge of people who are doing it the right way, doing it ethically, creating good products and programs and memberships that help people, and you're there and you're leading with your heart, and it's great to see from where I started and how the industry has changed, and sure, how many people are now building businesses virtually. And because when it comes down to it, you know, they can have more money, they can have more freedom, they could spend more time with their kids. You give them a better life, you give them more independence. I mean, what else can we ask for?
That's right. Not much, man. So, not much.
Yeah, and you're kicking butt. And I am honored to be back. And anytime you want me, I'm here. Because we didn't even, with membership sites, we didn't even talk about like different ways to position the front, and there's a lot. I mean,
so much we could
go.
We didn't
even scratch the
surface. Yeah. Yeah. And we so will. We'll get you back for a third time in the new year for sure. And I love you, man. I wish you all the best for the remainder of the year. I know we'll be in touch anyway, but thanks again for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. And thanks to everyone who's listening.
All right. Now, you guys, once again, make sure that you head over to the show notes, chrisducker.com/episode140. That's 140. Hop over to RyanLee.com, see what Coach Ryan has got cooking for you over there. And I'll be back at you again next Tuesday with a solo show. Until then, take good care, be kind to each other, and go out there and do something amazing. I'll see you soon.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today.
That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.